Our schedule with the players, we had the players in this morning, met with those guys. They'll be off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We will work Friday and Saturday. That's what we have planned so far.
Mike, there's a report out that Ndamukong Suh was suspended for a game for stepping on Aaron yesterday. Are you aware of that, and are you satisfied if that's the case?
Well, I was just made aware of it. And as always, you know, frankly, that's an NFL matter. I gave my opinion last night.
Have you seen it since last night, though, at the time you hadn't seen it?
Correct.
Have you seen it since?
Yes.
Any further thoughts?
I gave my opinion last night. And frankly, I think it's – I was hoping this wouldn't go this way. That was a hell of a football game played yesterday. You know, and that's really what I came here to talk about. I'm not in here to talk about behavior of players on other teams.
Mike, does your schedule have anything to do with Aaron and giving him time to have some time off, or did you have to do that?
Well, I mean, we all understand Aaron's very important to our football team, but you know, scheduling's done what's in, you know, for the best interest of our team.
So, Mike, we can talk about the game, but the schedule is interesting because I do think this is different than what you did in 2011, right? I mean, didn't you practice right away and then give him the weekend off, or am I misremembering?
I couldn't give you the specifics. It's been a couple of weeks since we went through it, you know, the old schedules. But just based off where we are today and crunching the numbers and this and that, what we want to accomplish, this is the schedule that I came up with, and I like the way it's laid out.
Yeah, I just think people are going to be interested in it. So you'll practice Friday, Saturday, and then – what do you think? Give him Sunday, Monday, and then come back to work Tuesday, or what do you think?
I'm thinking. I'm not talking.
Stuff out way before that.
So. Yeah, I gave you the whole week. I mean, you got something going Saturday? I mean,
I just.
You don't have to be here Sunday. Okay, well, let's just.
Okay,
you're good. Yeah, we got to watch the game. We have to figure out who we're going to play, Jason.
Okay. What about your preparation approach this week? Because there are three possibilities. Do you weigh your preparation between the most likely opponent, or how do you go about it?
Well, you have to prepare for all three teams. I mean, everybody knows what the combinations are. The outcome of the Carolina and Arizona game will take it to two teams. So, you know, once that game's decided, we'll lock in on Dallas in the winner of Saturday's game. So, because, you know, our goal and our, you know, our process as a coaching staff is, you know, we'll watch the game here at 3:00 on Sunday, and then we'll go right into the game plan meeting Sunday night.
Mike, you have some young players on your team, and you worked really hard to get this bye because everyone knows how important it was from a health perspective, et cetera. At what point do you then flip the switch to make sure that these guys dial back up? Because we've seen in the last 10 years that the bye does not guarantee success. So how do you handle that message now with this team?
Well, it would really be a big part of our messaging. I mean, there's no guarantees in the game of football, and you don't control anything either. I mean, I think the phrase control your own destiny is incorrect. So, you know, with that being said, you stay in tune with the mindset that gives your team the ability to grow and get better. You know, we'll have two practices at the end of the week that will be clearly focused on the things that we feel we need to concentrate on. I mean, obviously, it'll be a lot of fundamental work there. It'll be a lot of footwork. We'll do, you know, we'll handle the football, and we'll do all the things from a skill development training standpoint to continue to try to improve as a football team. And then schematically, we have some things we want to get into. Coaches are doing self-scout today and tomorrow, and just make sure we're totally on top of the areas that we feel we may need a little extra work, and we'll apply that to our practices Friday and Saturday.
You talked yesterday about how your defense played so much better since the bye. Was that the product of just the assimilation of all the personnel groups finding their niche roles, or was it as simple as moving play inside?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's a combination of, you know, really the players gelling in each personnel group. I think the defensive rotation, particularly the defensive line, is there's more rhythm and flow to that. Play moving inside, you know, definitely has helped for sure. And, you know, Sam Barrington's made an impact. I think A.J. Hawk and playing in his packages. I mean, I just think everybody, you know, I think with that, we've hit the target as far as using everybody. I mean, we're trying to we started in the spring of trying to have as many different personnel groups, different combinations, and not relying on 11 players to play, you know, 1,100 snaps.
When the defense did have some adversity coming out of that Atlanta game, how pleased are you with how they've responded in the three games since, and how important is that to build that momentum going into the playoffs?
It's very important. I mean, you want momentum built throughout your whole football team, and I think our defense has played, you know, exceptional football really since the bye week. We had the second half in Atlanta, and you know, I look at it more as a blimp on a, you know, blip on the screen. So I'm pleased with what we were able to accomplish, and I'm excited about some of the new wrinkles that we may move forward with, and what we'll be able to do in the playoffs.
Mike, what made you so confident that you could run the ball yesterday against them when really nobody has all year?
Well, I mean, I think it's important to stay, you know, stay in touch with what your capabilities are, and you know, stay true to how you want to play. I mean, there's no time to change. I mean, we're not going to change who we are. We like the way we play. We like the way our line blocks in the run game. We like the way they protect in the passing game. You know, just our identity of offense has been to run it in and throw it. So it really had nothing to do with them.
What did you think about the effectiveness of running it with Rodgers in the shotgun and Lacy or Starks lined up directly behind him? Was that something that you did expressly because you didn't want Aaron moving? And what challenge does that?
Well, I mean, you know, formations, backfield alignments, all those things. I mean, there's reasons to do those things game plan wise, but I mean, clearly, you know, that was something that we were focused on once Aaron was injured.
Do you think that made your guys' job harder? I mean, your running back's job harder? Was it good that they responded to that?
Yeah, the running backs did a great job with it, but I mean, it's, you know, something that we've used in the past, so it wasn't something new that we had to go to during the game.
In the past, you've said that the middle of the offense is kind of, you know, the starting point. Is it the same on defense? I mean, do you need to be strong in the middle, or is there no
correlation? Well, I mean, you know, you want to be strong everywhere, but clearly, I don't know if you can have a good offense if your core is not intact, because really, the middle of your offense, to me, the way our offense is installed is, you know, the closer that you are to the football, the more responsibility you have. You know, just as far as, you know, being part of the decision making, whether it's a center and guards being in tune with the protection declaration and so forth. And as far as the defense, you have to be strong up the middle too. I mean, so you know, it's now the responsibility same way. You have the defensive signal caller that's usually a linebacker, and our safeties are key communicators. So, I mean, those guys in the middle have a lot of responsibility.
So, do you feel like maybe you're better there than in the last couple of years, you know, with the inside linebacker mix you've got with HaHa joining Morgan back? Do you feel like maybe you're better in the middle than maybe you have been?
I like the way we're playing this year in the middle. I mean, just to compare to prior years, we're playing better, and our young players are a year better. HaHa is definitely been an excellent addition. So, yeah, we're better.
Now that you have a full regular season of view, what would you identify as the biggest growth in Jordy's game this season? What has been the biggest growth for him?
I think the biggest key for Jordy Nelson to have the season that he's had is his opportunities have you know, dramatically increased. I mean, he's been an outstanding player for quite some time, and I think with the fact that, you know, he's getting a lot of opportunities. We've moved him around a lot more than in the past. And so I would say opportunities. I mean, I guess he still runs his routes very well. I mean, he's a year better with his connection with Aaron and, you know, his total understanding of what we're trying to do on offense. He's excellent in game as far as adjustments and talking about what the next route is off a certain look and so forth. So, I mean, he's been an expert at the receiver position for quite some time, so I think the biggest statistical, you know, jump there is his opportunities.
Mike, you mentioned a couple of answers ago something about new wrinkles. When you have a bye week, does that enable you to put some new things in, and you also have to balance that out of not changing, not necessarily who you are, but adding new things to get your guys to learn them? Would you be able to do it, one, without a week off, and two, is there a danger in trying to do too much of that?
Well, I mean, you could change every week if you wanted to. I mean, it's, you know, it depends on what your philosophy is. So we're not going to line up Friday and Saturday and run, you know, 15 trick plays. I mean, we're not going to do anything like that. But, you know, we're just really making sure that, you know, whether it's a technique in a certain defensive lineman, or you know, or it's a tendency that's very high as far as the pre-snap look and the coverage. You know, those are kind of the details that, you know, we're not even allowed to talk about with the media. But those are the things that we're going to be focused on.
Mike, is it a cool time though as a coach to have this week for extra preparation for your biggest game? I mean, I think back to that San Francisco game, and they didn't show a lot of read option before they sprung it on you guys, right?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, you're talking about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was, as far as, you know, the volume of scheme, that was different for what we prepared for. That's a pretty good example of what you can get done in a bye week. But that won't be our approach.
Right, I'm not expecting you to run the read option. But,
maybe a couple weeks once he gets his calf right now.
But as a coach, that is something that you guys get a chance to make. You always talk about on scouted books and the challenge they present. Mm-hmm. It is exciting for a coach to have a chance to maybe come up with a few.
Yeah, but, you know, on scouted looks really are more important early in the year. I mean, you may catch a couple after a bye week and so forth. But, I mean, let's be real. Everybody's played 16 games. I mean, it's you are who you are. And then this is the game you take into the playoffs. So you want to go play your best football, being who you are, and I think everybody does that to a point, but I know that'll be our approach.
We talked a lot about Rodgers yesterday. What about what you got out of the other Rodgers and what he did for you guys?
Did a heck of a job. Richard Rodgers made some huge catches there, and that, you know, that ball control drive that we were establishing there the next to the last drive. So also blocked very well. So I really liked Richard's performance.
Mike, if you got a chance to talk to Aaron today, how is he looking? How is he feeling?
Talked to him today. Feels good. You know, he always feels good. So he had some testing done, and we feel like we have a good plan for you know, his rehab this week, and we'll see how he's doing on Friday.
Mike, will you keep him here this week? Will he have to stay here for rehab, whereas other guys can leave these extra days?
Well, I mean, like I said, we got a good plan for him. I'm not sure if he is staying. So we talked this morning, and I have not followed up on that.
Right. Do you want this 3 days to be like the mini vacation you had before? Do you want them to
get away? No, it's a little different. I think this is a time to, you know, obviously step away from it, you know, and, you know, just enjoy what you accomplished. I understand the, you know, we have the holiday here, was that Wednesday and Thursday, so, you know, hydration testing on Friday morning will be the first thing we do. So, we'll stay on top of our business.
Mike, just with that, I know you went into the season thinking DJ Raji was going to be your nose tackle. What did you think of what you've gotten out of Latroy Guyon?
Oh, I think Latroy's been everything we thought it was going to be. I've always had a lot of respect for Latroy, you know, in Minnesota, and I think he's come over to us, and I think he's taken his game up a notch. So he's an excellent fit in the locker room. Teammates love him. He's an excellent teammate, and he's a damn good football player.